Welcome to Apostrophe Cast. The first poet of 2008 is Daniel Groves. Groves' work is superlative in his generation. It is both the most traditional and the most relevant, with its gaze fixed on the vanities and verities of today. It is both the smartest and, at times, the silliest. But anyone who loves poetry will recognize that, though he eschews sentimentality, Groves has written some of the saddest poems of the new century. We are the proudest of podcasts to bring you Daniel Groves.
The first one's called Portrait, and it's a poem in two sections, each of which bears an epigraph. Section one, Aperture. The monkey is the only producer of pictures who imitates nothing and recognizes only the unadulterated pleasure of the disruptive mark. Thierry Lenain, Monkey Painting. That old scene, monkey see and monkey do, is done. That organizing grind, the grid, is barred. Guerrilla movements must exclude such cagey, simian similitude. Banana Republic exhibitions rid the colony of artists. It's a zoo. Our New World Order, pleased to trace our line from theirs, the prim revere a primitive, wrenching, illuminating, by Ape X. Abstract expression climbing to an apex, creation thus evolving to outlive our monkish copying, a monkey shine. We draw on our background, animals instinct with second nature, God, strain, in the dark of which we, as the continent, prehensile detailers and apologists, with stencil and rule, make light for this disruptive mark, to miss it, feeling in the missing, linked. Section 2, Image, featuring the complete line of Canon copiers, advertisement. Outside the window, sheets of rain, the garden. Inside, the earth-toned ceiling, sprouts a batch of sprinklers, all aligned like silver flowers, to spray the cloud-gray tiled floor with showers, should I and not the copier strike a match. The temps go down to smoke. I beg their pardon. Reflecting in the depthless black, I smack the next original against the glass, face down, and shut the lid. A blinding light. Its spinning image spits right up, upright. The echoes of a catechism class reprove me as I'm thumbing through the stack. Salvation in the information age, or just mass reproduction? This debate repeats itself until a paper jam, these damn contraptions. I am that I am, a copy copies, but cannot translate the space beyond the margins of the page. This is called A Trophy, and also has an epigraph from the California Historical Society website. The saber-toothed cat, Smilodon californicus, was named the official fossil of California. On E's live coverage of the old shrine's red carpet, gushing, digging up dirt on the latest discovery, the ageless Mother Rivers rushes out to see our favorite nominee arrive. That profile, waist and bust, fine feline elan, piquant foretaste of a petite, vaguely vegan vogue. No fur, no flab, no flaws. Plucked, peeled, crack-sealed. A rock-hard slab and a long strip of this new season's newest black. Who are you wearing? A twitch. One catwalk step back to pause before the nomenclature of Hokator. The down-to-earth half-shrug. The sip of mineral water. And dissolve to a spot for dark and bubbling Diet Pepsi, that future epics might observe her catalepsy, the smile with a trace of color stay, broad, carnivorous, rigid as that of Smilodon californicus, whose great still frame was worn, slowly, worn away to the fangs, a mantelpiece in a rich stain, first on display eons ago, minutes from here, at the La Brea Tar Pit. And novella. A reedy melody, tripping, banal, floats upon the incense disinfectant miasma that receives my slow, expectant, constitutional along canal. It's catchy, parade of chariots, calliopeed procession passes by. Waves of Pacific blue to pacify the Krishna kids. Ozzy and Harriet, self-righteous dudes, ride out their surfeit, bored. All Grecian formula and tiger bomb. A Mexicali thug extends a palm tree's shadow. And the brazen Gold's Gym horde. And demonstrating monsters talk contortions of muscle. Bound, if slightly, in a speedo. Draw sighs along our replicated Lido. Grown to academic disproportions, Socratic irony, the great unknown guitarist jams, the cokeheads go coquettish, to music from another fuming fetish, that belch of hell's angelic monotone convulsing through a buff to mirror chrome and leather-perfect idling motorcycle, evokes a certain choked-up fin de siècle refrain augmented to a reverb ohm. Out from the smog for this august occasion, the Santa Monicas appear to bless the progress. Swollen now, I must confess a weakness for this alien contagion. Its bouquet, vintage 1968, its public airing, teenage Dionysian, in which, in concert with our dietitian gurus, we privately asphyxiate. Boys will be boys. This precious sense of pathos, this blind conviction that the damnedest thing, the unlived life, is worth examining. Past psychic readings, 50 cents, 5 pesos. The setting sun sets up my parting speech, like later, man, the valediction, said by guys named Will or Todd, pure Bill and Ted. I lie in wait for death in Venice Beach. From there we go to Baltimore. It's called The Stranger Here Myself, and there's an epigraph from Frank Lloyd Wright. That benighted city. She's a brick, and one, and two, and house. Funk follows formstone out of vacant blocks, where row on row of more brick houses drowse in sprawling shade, as the last cart horse click clocks in time toward when her ships come in, the docks were bustling, swart, sideburned, the common boars unloaded wares for clipper commodores. Loaded nowheres, the Broadway, too broad, indeed, of memory, yoking past and present, witty or cavalier, to fail what we succeed, hard fact, brick factory in complicity with dream, our unincorporated city, retropolis, though where but this cohere, could all our incoherencies cohere, such as the concrete underneath my feet, an abstraction of the signs above my head, downtown and up, both are a one-way street, but parallel, St. Paul and Charles, misled, perhaps, by mere book smarts, too many dead white males. My do-it-yourselfer projects upon historic structures, fallen, nearly gone. The will to restoration, which, of course, must mean conversion, too, so that the former fills a function, cart behind the horse. That old-line statesman, gentlemanly farmer, Lord Baltimore, could not provide for more than meets the idling idealist today of his Jacobite angel wrestling. On display through centuries, like Greek Town, Druid Hill, the masquerading Bromo Seltzer Tower, Domino Sugar, Pig Town, Butcher's Hill, boarded up storefront churches, 24-hour Rite Aid, Beth Steele, La Crosse, a higher power, up with the sun clock punching, rhyme, meter, Lyric Opera House, Mechanic Theater. But this is horseplay, hackwork. Arm in arm, these couples make a scene that made out worse. As from the monumental into charm city, went Baltimore. By some perverse horror or pragmatism, Poe and Peirce died poor, dispersed, as Mencken's bourgeoisie, ever mercurial, sounded off key with cultish unitas, unto the local heavens, blue horseshoe collar, aureole of looming lights, for Weaver and, lo, Cal, before they took the field at Memorial away and picked its carcass clean. Its soul? Nevermore. The ravings carry on. No bardic songbird, only carrion. I join in the lost cause, beat a dead horse, drink at the hippo, if not hippocrene, my equivocation. Mixing metaphors for this metapolis, moving between reed and chase, at eager, epicene epicenter. And backward, significantly, since age 18 from university. My 20s and the 30s, classic white marble stoops to conquer, an attic room. But 30s and the 20s, 40s, wait, I-40? The inner harbor's recovered womb. Through netherhoods of dome and spire, doom and aspiration, what prestigial detail remains of our original old glory, grandeur? Is charm a monument? The antiquated anti-quaint? The odd wrought iron frontispiece on space for rent, the odd wrought iron star on the facade, remember, bears a load. But household god gargoyle's stone-faced perseverance is only to keep up disappearances. Form follows function, will, that is, outlive its use. Still, fretwork, grating, colored pane and painted screen, fancy, if useless, give perspective, elaborate frames that show their strain, the crack, the pipes, the imminent domain of fixer-uppers. Junk supplies our fix, the tone of bric-a-brac, or the ton of bricks. We're building blocks that layer on layer, bored, martyred, mortarboarded. We precast, dispel, from time and labor, Baltimore, be floored, dropping again to blame and riot. Well, one noticed visiting in those who dwell in this detropolis, an inverse pride in not being noticed. Suicide, like immortality, would draw too much attention. The national bohemian, natty beau, fades out, with no retouch, winking conspiratorially, man to man, suspenders, dandy mustache, frothy can. Each trademark property, condemned, persists for fetishists and counterfetishists, stung with nostalgia by some buzzword, hun, by beehive sentimentality, sickly sweet, glazed over, overdone, over and done, done over. My parochial school aesthete keeps the faith, invokes the obsolete, the cataclysm, the holy trivia quiz, as it was in the beginning, shall be, is, without end. Greek revival, drag queen Anne, flamboyant Gothic, Georgian, French chateau, cart horse, the Iron Man, carte blanche, rut irony, my B&O roundhouse where trains of thought, however slow, are linked up to a one-track mind to run, always on time, birth to oblivion, golden, gilded ages hence. Into the turn, the backstretch, comes the nightmare, my paling dark horse, with a sense of show and place and loss, to find daylight across this bay to which I have not quite been brought up yet, the racing form, the poem, and I, perfunctorily, follow. Head for home. This is called Goodbye, and there's a gloss on goodbye. It's a contraction of God be with ye. Students. The word enacts what it contracts. In parting, we join God with ye in the same breath, as if, since death or exile occasion, this blessed union, at a loss to dictate a better fate, though body, ego, arrange it so, to not confess our separateness. But what is lost, may it be glossed, E-W-I-T-H, through wit, he looks back, an elegiac, self-conscious he, grieving history, till bid his own goodbye, alone. And what is gained may be explained, another O. But does it show an eternal circle, or perfect new? And restart, play counterpart, just as goodbye would rectify what is also gained an O. The living hell our words foretell in greeting, when we meet again. This is called So Long. I keep my distance, watching, as you would, over nodding heads from my parking spot, your burial in a corresponding plot. Now underfoot you might be understood as we assume the silence of the dead, reciprocal of all we left unsaid. Alike in our indifference to any common ground, like this, conspirators almost. I save my breath as you save yours. Oneself is enough. Oneself is one too many. We shared, exchanged our handshakes, medium strength, and thereby held each other at arm's length. The party begins, that quickly departing. Still apart, and still a part of them, I cross myself as they do. Passing. Sorry for your loss. Keep busy, and do keep in touch. We will, and will not. Apprehensions, out of tact. Then self-effacements turn to face this fact for which you are beyond forgiving me. If there was something I could take, a keepsake you meant for me. You meant for me to take this stance for so long. Objectivity. Distance. Now 6 feet even. Fathomless. Skin deep. Our distance is the only thing we keep. A poem called A Dog's Life. A stay of execution. One last day. Your day, old every dog. Then, as they say, or as we say, a new trick to avoid finalities implicit and destroyed. You have to be put down, or put to sleep. The very dog who, once, would fight to keep from putting down, despite our shouts, a shoe until he gnawed it to the soul, and who would sit up through our sleepless nights to bark away some menace looming in the dark. Can you pick up the sense of all this talk? Or do you still just listen for a walk? Or else, the ultimate reward, a car. God, tomorrow's ride. Well, here we are, right now. You stare at me and wag your tail. I stare back, dog-like, big and dumb. Words fail. No more commands. Ignore my monologue. Go wander off. Good dog. You're a good dog. And you could never master, anyway, the execution, as it were, of stay.
Thank you for listening to Apostrophe Cast. Please join us January 16th for MC Highland.